Hey guys, it's Andrea. So, you guys are going to get a bonus episode today, and I'm going to explain why. So, if you have been following the podcast, you'll see that there's been some changes. I've recently changed the logo. I got a new microphone. I've been working towards a website, and I'm trying to get a new intro, and all of these exciting things are happening. And I am so happy about it, and I'm very proud of myself and where it's going to go. But right now, I haven't been taking care of myself properly, and my anxiety has gotten really bad the last couple of days. And let me kind of just explain why. And I'm just sitting here after I just recorded my other episode, and I said, I'm here trying to make this, like, I'm losing touch of what exactly I want to do, and I'm feeling disconnected, and I'm putting all this pressure on myself for the wrong reasons, and I'm here preaching about listening to yourself, and I wasn't listening to myself. So let me just explain to you guys what's been going on. I'm feeling quite emotional right now, and I mean, that's okay. And I think that it's important for you guys to hear about that. And this is just the reality of anxiety, and this is just the reality of many people's lives. And I shouldn't feel embarrassed, and I shouldn't feel shame, and I shouldn't feel that just because I'm talking about mental health in this podcast that I'm supposed to suddenly not get these feelings anymore, that I'm supposed to have my anxiety 100% under control, and that I'm supposed to be perfect. And that totally goes against what I'm trying to do here. And this is something that, it's kind of funny, because what I don't want other people to do, I'm doing to myself, and this is just so my story. This is so my story. And let me just take a deep breath, and let's talk about how I stopped listening to myself for the last couple days. So basically, I haven't been at work since, I think, I don't know, it's been maybe a week, because I got an infection in my eye, and it's contagious. And since I work in the hospital, I was told by the ophthalmologist that I had to take 10 days off of work. And at first, I was super excited, and I was super happy, and I'm like, great, I'm not feeling that sick, like my eye hurts, but I'll be okay, and I'll get to work on all the projects I'm working on, and do schoolwork, and clean my apartment. And I was very excited. And then the first couple days it was fine, and I was very productive, but then I realized I was really isolating myself, because I knew that I was contagious, I wasn't socializing, and I wasn't getting exercise by going to the gym, and I wasn't getting my normal interactions at work by just being around your colleagues. And that started to kind of add up. And I'm someone who enjoys the company of others. I like my alone time, but when I don't have human contact, I think during the day, I do start to notice. And so I know that about myself, so I do try to schedule in breaks with social events, or seeing friends, or going out for dinner. Even going to the gym, I do consider social, especially if it's in like a class. Like, just being around other humans, it kind of makes you feel less isolated. But I was in my house. I don't think I left my house for like 4 or 5 days straight. And it was all just starting to blend into one. And I would have like my mornings seem to start out good, and I have my mornings have taken me a long time to feel good. And what I do in the mornings is when I first wake up, my routine is I get my vitamin D pill, I take a sip of water, I feed the cats, I go to the bathroom, and then I put the kettle on. And I don't give myself any pressure to do anything yet. I say, I'm going to make my tea or my coffee or whatever I'm drinking, and I'm going to go back to bed. And maybe I'll read something or I'll just kind of think about what I want to do today. And I do that. So it's not that much pressure, and I get to just start my day slowly. Obviously, if this is a day that I'm going to work and I start at 7 a.m., it's not like this. I get up at 5:30, I shower, I get dressed, and I go. I've been trying to tweak that a little bit, but anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. So my morning routine has evolved over time because it used to be that I would wake up and feel the pressure of the day right away, and I would freeze, and I would probably stay laying there for 2 or 3 hours, not able to get up, really kind of afraid of failure or just I don't know what in the day, or I was just waiting for someone to text me to tell me what I should do. So this little routine that I have started in the mornings has really, really helped me. So I've kept up that routine, and normally when I finish my coffee, if I had been reading, maybe it inspired me for the topic of my episode, or maybe I'll go and I'll look at my agenda and I'll see the things that I have to do that day, or I'll check my email, or lately, every day, I've just been in the mornings, I'm working on some stuff for the website for the podcast. I'm emailing some people or setting up interviews, learning how to use the audio system. I'm using Audacity. Well, right now I'm just recording through my phone with my little headset directly to Anchor app. So I've been doing all these things and I've been really excited, but I'm so sorry if I'm breathing loud into the mic. This is just what it's going to be right now. So I was putting all this pressure, and when I get excited, I really feed on a certain idea. And this is why I often journal, because I get so many ideas at once and they keep coming and I can't sleep. And I'm just like, oh my God, there's so many things I need to talk about. And let me write this down. Okay, let me write this down. But then the thing is, that's fine. But the thing that I do that makes it kind of unhealthy is that I start thinking, oh, wait, but this idea, I have to process more. Okay, I have to find research on this. Okay, wait, if I don't do this right, then it's not going to be good, and I have to make it good. I have to make it the best. I have to make it perfect. Okay. And it kind of takes this wonderful idea, and I spiral it into this unhealthy nagging that my brain is doing, and I don't give myself a break because I'm afraid that if I take a break, that I'm going to lose my progress or that I'm going to lose my idea. So what does happen is I work, I work, I work, and it's always on my brain, and then I get completely exhausted. And what's been happening every day is that I reach a point where I'm like super done, and I just go on the couch and I maybe put Netflix on or something just so that there's noise, and I'm hardly even watching the show, and then I kind of just lay, and I'm often in almost like a fetal position, and I just stay there for like hours. And I might try to text some people, I might try to call some people, but it's not like, oh, I'm relaxing, let's enjoy this show. It's like, okay, I'm gonna sit here. And I'm gonna be like close, like I get really close to my body, and I can feel my heart beating, and I feel the ideas in my head, but I can't grasp them, and I lose touch with what's going on and what time it is. And sometimes I'll sit down and it'll be like 3 p.m. And then I don't know what's happened. And I look back and it's like 10 p.m. and I'm like, whoa. I don't even know what's happened. I don't even know where this time went. And so I haven't been listening to myself. And I've been so scared because talk about being transparent. I'm scared because I really do enjoy this podcast, and I am so excited for what it's going to become. But I realize now when we see something that looks so effortless, when we see another podcast, when we see a YouTube channel, there is so much work put into those things, and we don't know it. And we don't see the people's fears and the people's doubts behind them. And we just assume that these people are just different, and that these people are just that they don't have any fears, that they're just so that they're just good at everything that they do, and that they just learn a new program, super simple, there was no effort involved, that they just understood how to grow their business, that they just knew exactly who to ask and what questions to ask. And we just see these things that look effortless and we think that's how it is. And it is intimidating when you're trying to start something. And especially, I'm trying to start this and it's so personal to me. And I'm trying not to carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. But occasionally I do. And I know it will be okay. And I know I'm going to get past this patch. But the things that I want to look out for in the next couple days before I go back to work is to realize that I'm not doing my normal routine and I'm not socializing like I normally am, which are some red flags that I missed because I thought, oh, great, I'm going to get so much more rest and I'm going to get the things done that I want to get done. So it equals less stress and less anxiety. But I misjudged that and I didn't realize or remember or I didn't listen to myself in the moment to know that I have trouble when I'm alone for long periods of time. And it adds to me being really hard on myself and putting pressure and unrealistic expectations on myself. And it also kind of makes me lose track of time and lose track of what I'm eating throughout the day, especially when I'm kind of in a state of anxiety. I don't know, I forget to kind of either eat a meal or I'm just snacking the whole time. And that's not great. And it affects when I sleep, especially if I'm snacking before I go to sleep, because there's just like a rock in your stomach that's not digested. And that definitely has not helped me not being able to sleep. And it's crazy the things that your body does when you're having stress. And I kind of noticed them, but I wasn't fully aware. But I started eating right before bed. I'm not sleeping. It's taking me hours to fall asleep, and then I wake up constantly throughout the night. And then I wake up super early, like earlier than I should have. And my normal kind of bowel habits changed. And it's not necessarily that what I was eating was different, but it's when and it's how much. And I'm not drinking as much water because normally I drink a lot of water when I'm at work because I'm running around and I notice. But when I'm sitting around doing chores at home, I forget. And it's these little things that are self-care that the thing that I've been talking about in every episode that I forgot to do for the last couple days. And it's crazy how quickly that my body responded negatively to me not listening to myself. There's other things too that are going on that just everyone has a lot of things going on. And if we ignore them, or if we are afraid of them but say, oh, I'm going to deal with that fear later, it does pile up and it does start to feel really overwhelming. And I think what I want to learn from these last couple days is, one, if there's a big change in my schedule and my routine, to pay extra attention to my mental well-being, to if I'm present in the moment, to if I'm taking care of myself. Simple things like, am I eating properly? Am I drinking water? Am I taking my vitamin? Am I eating normal meals? Am I snacking too much? And maybe try to schedule in a few nice phone calls with friends and kind of catch up with some friends to kind of feel less isolated. And is there anything else that I would do? Probably. I can't remember what I was saying. The goal is not to never have anxiety. The goal is to understand what it is when I am having anxiety and to learn how to not be afraid of it and realize that it's not the end and that I can come back from it. This has really helped me talking about it. I hope that you enjoy when the episodes get real like this. This is what I do really enjoy, being real like this. But I am trying some new things, and I am excited about my new equipment. I am excited about the episodes that I have kind of planned. But I am new at this, and I am new at this new way of doing episodes that I want to do. And I have to embrace that and not be afraid of the response from you guys, or not be afraid that I'm not doing it right, because chances are I'm going to make many mistakes and I am learning, and that's okay. And I think with whatever new projects that you're doing or whatever you're trying out, I think it's good to strive to improve and to be better, but to not expect that you're going to suddenly be perfect the first time you're trying something, and that is okay. Hope you enjoyed this little bonus episode. Bonuses are always fun. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.